All right, day 19, almost to the end of the week, guys. We're in 2 Chronicles 24 to 26 and 29 to 35. So it was a lot of text to get through.
It was. I thought that too. I was like, man, that's six chapters just right there at that bulk.
So good job.
Yes, very much so. Especially because, again, it's another lot of names, a lot of, just jumping over, you know, a lot of detail.
Well, and I told David too when we were talking about this that it's kind of one of those things where I'm not sure what I've already read, because what's a recap and what's new information and where it all fits in the timeline, that kind of stuff can get you bogged down because then I'm like in my head thinking about it.
It's one of those things, again, we talked about where do you start talking about stuff, and again, it just kind of sounds like a repeat, but we continue to see some good stuff, and then we see it fall apart, and we see some good stuff, and we see it fall apart, you know, and that's, you know, so you got, you know, it starts out with this, you know, the king, Joash, and it sounds like, hey, he's doing awesome.
Yeah,
it's like, you know,
he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
But exactly.
Then you skip down, and my heading is the wickedness of Joash.
Yeah, it's like,
whoa, dude.
Like, what's your problem? And what's funny about it is the one thing I got with this is, like, he started reigning 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, so he was, you know, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think about that. That's younger than Piper.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, that's just crazy.
That's real crazy.
But one of the things that's, you know, for us, again, just looking for the themes, is we see that one of the catalysts that caused the change in him was the loss of kind of that spiritual mentor for him.
Mm.
You know, it talks about this man that was there with him, and then when he died, that's when it started to go
wonky.
and so this is, I think, a great lesson for us to think about this. We must rely on each other for our spiritual growth and maturity. But we also need to get to places where it's ours, right? We're not relying on, you know, I've seen this in other, you know, you have times where, you know, I'm close to a pastor in the church, and then that pastor leaves, and people's faith is like, what do I do?
Yeah.
It's because they were putting it too much in a person. And that's what we see here. We see a person, a king that was doing it right until he lost kind of that foundation, because his foundation, it sounds like, was more in a person than it was in God.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts going downhill. And again, we just see it again. It continues. And then we continue to see in the other stories as you read through, we see pride come in. You know, we see, there is a part in this though to make reference to that. It was kind of cool though about bringing, you know, how the people, joyfully gave to fixing the temple.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were all in on it.
Yep.
And it was just, it's an amazing, testament of this is the way even the church is supposed to run.
Yeah.
Is this is not, you know, this wasn't the king's temple. It's the temple of God, and it belongs to, it's the people's, you know, like they're there to give that. So that, again, another theme of we're united in what we do, and this is our church, and we're, you know, all supposed to be invested, and we see that. And, but again, we see pride moments. We see one king, name eludes me at the moment in the reading, but we see him, you know, kind of have this prideful, I'm going to go in and burn incense when I'm not supposed to. Is that who it was?
That's what it says.
Again, that's what I love about this section of scripture. There's so many names. It's like, I can't keep track.
Yeah.
And then you sit there and it's like, God, why can't we just have simple names? Like, simple names are easier to remember. I think that's why David was so popular. It's like such an easy name.
Yes. Can't go wrong with David.
Yeah. So, but that's what we see is that continue. And we have to remember, it's because we're getting closer and closer and closer to the final moment where God's patience is enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
And this ends. So as we get closer and closer and closer, it just seems to get worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
And again, for a theme for us as you're reading this and why this pertains to us is this is one of the things that as Christians, we don't want to see it, but it should give us hope that as the world around us seems to get worse and worse and worse, it's because God's saying, because soon it's going to be done and I'm going to deal with it.
I also think too, that it's kind of one of those things where, you know, you're reading all of these things and especially, you know, we're in Judges right now in our sermon series and there's some crazy stuff that happens, kind of like Ecclesiastes, you know, there's nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Like this, this has been, or this sin, this whore, this evil has been around forever.
Yeah.
And even though we feel like the time and the culture we're living in right now is so horrible, and it is, it's not new.
No, it's not.
They're just different characters.
Yeah. Well, and in the reading, even during some of this, I mean, we're talking about, they're doing some wicked, wicked things. I mean, they're, you know, there's sections in the Bible talking about
sex trafficking in the Bible.
You
know, there's
sacrificing children.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's cannibalism.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of crazy stuff.
Yeah. And so, you know, we kind of look back on it. And so it's a, nobody sits there and says, man, I can't wait for the judgment of God. But yet that's a promise for us, because we know when that time comes, that's when God's like, it's enough is enough. I'm setting it right. Right. And that's, this is all part of that story. So because we know how God dealt with wickedness because of this, we can have confidence that he's going to do what he says he's going to do now.
Yeah.
And so there is a confidence in that for us. So again, you know, one of the things is, so what do? We see the recap also in this reading. You'll remember it. We started the week in the end of Kings, and we heard about the book, the law, the book of the law found, and we hear that talked about here again in this passage. So as Christians, I mean, that's the encouragement for us. And think about this as you read this, is how do we stand in a world where people are denying God and the wickedness? We focus on the truth. We focus on who Christ is and the book of life, which is his word. And that's the people we're called to be, because we see that's where the blessing comes from. So we just see a lot of these themes in this of, you know, the world sucks. It does. But it I don't know. This sounds like a whole lot worse.
Not in these kings.
Yeah, yeah.
Or these leaders.
Exactly. And it's not in this world, right? You know, it's not even in, you know, it's not in America in the sense of love my country. I'm sure the Israelites were like, hey, we're the promised land, chosen people. And God's like, but that's not the point, right? That's not the point.
Yep.
I'm the point. And you're going to have to learn that. So there's a lot of, it's a lot of negative, but there's a lot of hope in that. There's just a lot of hope in that when we look at it from that perspective.
Yeah.
So God is faithful. And he continues through all of these readings.
It's one of those things I heard or read, I can't remember, just like if it weren't for the fall and it weren't for the evil and sin in the world, that we wouldn't really like see the full beauty of God's redemption. And so I think that's a good thing to hold on to and remember when we're reading some of these stories.
We actually talked about that during our small group this week, because we were talking about the Old Testament, and somebody said the Old Testament, a theme of the Old Testament, is it shows us the character and holiness of God, like how great God is. And I said, well, that's the point, because unless we understand how big God is to us and how insignificant we are to him, then the necessity of salvation doesn't make sense. Because we always try to lower God to us. And then when we start hearing about this need to surrender and submit and worship, we kind of like, we can't fathom that. Like, why do I need to do that?
It's
because you've lost sight of how great God is. And so we see that here, you know, he is God. This is his, it all belongs to him. So,
And I think another thing to remember as we, work our way through the Old Testament is that, Paul and a lot of the other New Testament authors reference Old Testament scripture all the time. And until we've read through the Old Testament and have really begun to understand it and internalize it, it really doesn't mean as much to us even when we're in the New Testament, you know? So
Definitely a foundation.
Yeah.
So it's good.